One, two, three.
Laugh Out.
The podcast.
Welcome to the Laugh Out podcast. We are CNU's premier improv comedy podcast, and we are out here. It is directly before the first day of exams, and we are all so pumped to do improv. How pumped are we, guys?
So,
ooh, yeah. I don't have any finals, man. I'm a master's student.
Yes, Gerard is older than the rest of us, and he thinks that makes him cool.
Enjoys finals week, losers, youngins.
All right.
Keep putting me down, Gerard, and I'll need that bike back.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Wait, now hold on, youngin.
It's all fun and cool until you lose your mode of transportation.
No, don't turn it back into a walking plebeian.
Gross.
Oh, think about it.
All right, well, on today's episode, we have Gabby.
Yo.
We've got Gerard.
Hi.
We've got Perry.
Hey.
And we've got Savannah.
Heyo.
Nice. And here we are, ready to do improv. We're going to jump right into our opening game of Freeze. So we're going to have two people start a scene. Anybody in the room can call Freeze, and when they do, you got to jump into that scene and replace somebody. And it's so much fun, I promise. Just you wait and see. Can I get two volunteers to start? Oh, lots of volunteers. Can I get Gabby and Savannah?
You can.
All right.
I guess so.
Here we are.
What's going to be their thing?
One of them thinks they're God.
Your variable is Catholicism.
Catholicism. Dangerous move!
I just want to see where you'll go with that.
Hey, Mom. Tell me again.
What's up, sweetie?
Tell me again why we're Catholic.
Well, you see, when two people love each other very much and read a special book, They decide to devote their lives to it sometimes. Do you know a book like that that you feel strongly about?
Like how I feel about The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah. I mean, it connects.
So if I devote my life to The Cat in the Hat because I love the book, is that, like, the same vibe?
Yeah. That'd be like a cat-holicism.
Cat-holicism, eh?
Yeah. Hmm.
Now, Mom, how would I go about starting my own cat-holicism?
Well, first of all, you're gonna need to kill a lot of people.
Freeze. First of all, and I cannot stress this enough, you're gonna have to kill a lot of people. Are you okay with that?
I thought this was just a janitor position, but if it has to be done, I'll do it.
Oh, no, I said cleanup crew. I thought you knew what that meant.
Oh, I mean, I said on my resume I can be flexible, so yes?
Yes, good. You know, we like a can-do attitude here. Now, before we get you on the payroll, you're going to have to go through initiation.
Okay. All right. So what do I have to do?
How attached are you to your fingerprints?
My fingerprints?
Freeze. My fingerprints, huh?
Yes, your fingerprints. I'll take them off your hands for two easy payments of $19.99.
I could use approximately $40 right about now. How spaced between are these payments gonna be?
Oh no, you pay me to take off your fingerprints.
Oh, well, I got $40 to spare right now. Yeah, sure.
You know, I'm liking your vibes more with every moment. Come,
Freeze.
Let me grab.
You know, I'm liking your vibes more with every moment, dude. Like, I'm just feeling you, you know?
Yeah, man, yeah, I totally get it.
Like, we're vibing, like, you're vibing, and I'm vibing, and we're both putting out vibes, and the vibes are, like, mixing.
Yeah, bro, neither of us are undercover cops right now.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That would be so weird if either one of us was an undercover cop. We're just two guys vibing.
Yeah, you get it, man.
Yeah. So, just, like, out of curiosity, what, like, how do you get in such a vibey state, you know? Like,
freeze. So, I was just wondering, how do you get, like, in such a vibey state?
Ah, that's real easy, man. I just gaslight my girlfriend.
Oh, you have a girlfriend?
I mean, yeah. Oh.
Okay. That's interesting. What's her name?
Oh, fuck. I mean, what is her name today? I mean, who knows, man? She was going by Matilda yesterday, but, like...
Where does she live?
This is getting interesting, but, like, down the street.
Okay. Do you know, like, when she's normally home alone by herself?
Dude, I mean, like, all the time, because she doesn't do anything else. She's kind of useless. At least that's what I tell her.
My God, that's perfect. I do have to go soon. You think she'll be home right now?
Oh, dude, totally, yeah.
Okay, if the cops do ask, I definitely am not gonna kill your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, I mean, like, why would you? You don't strike me as a murderer.
Yeah, definitely not.
Weird energy on you, dude. Pretty cool.
Freeze.
Thanks.
Weird energy on you, dude. It's pretty cool, though, not gonna lie.
Thanks. I get it from my mom.
So, your mom makes energy? Like a battery?
Yeah.
Nice.
She does that.
Can I see, like, a picture of your mom?
Absolutely not. It's a secret. Mm. I have a mom, though. Don't worry about it.
I don't know. You're starting to sound like you might not have a mom.
I have a mom. Approximately one of them.
Approximately one? Can I get an exact number?
How many moms does a normal person have? Yeah, it's just one. It's just one mom.
Yeah, that sounds normal. Just one mom. Alright, well, you know what? Your mom should meet my mom. I bet that they would be great friends.
How many moms do you have?
Oh, I have two.
Oh. Right. I have two as well.
Shit, your moms are lesbians too?
Oh, yes. That's what moms do.
Well, yeah, wouldn't it be nice if all moms did that? You know, then there'd be less stigma about it.
Oh, all moms do not do that? Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. I feel like there's such a weird culture around being gay nowadays.
Like, oh.
Just, if two MILFs want to just be together, just let them. Like, come on, guys. My moms do it, although they're not MILFs, because, you know, that would be weird.
Yes, I do know. I'm fully aware of what you're talking about.
Nice.
This is a conversation.
And scene.
There was no point to jump in and say freeze at any point during that.
Yeah, what happened?
Just a couple of bros.
Just two bros talking about their moms.
It's just a normal conversation.
Yeah.
That was just, like, freshman year, two kids who didn't, like, who didn't opt to have a specific roommate. Now they just are trying to, like, figure out anything about each other. But one of them's a computer science major. I'll let you figure out which one was and which one wasn't.
Is there any personal story behind that one, Gerard?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, on to our next game. It's called Ralph. It stands for Replace a Letter, Please, Homie. I hate that name so much, but that's what we've got, so that's what we're doing. So Gabby and Perry are going to have a conversation, but one letter is going to be replaced with a different letter, and they're going to have to work around that. So guys, what letters should be replaced?
Let's go with, like, P and an S.
P and S. So,
P's are now S's or S's are now P's?
P's are now S's.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Huh.
pronounce.
Let that simmer.
And while they're okay. thinking about how that's going to work, what do we think the variable should be?
The peacocks got free.
The building is on fire.
They're but pepper farmers.
Pepper farmers?
I was going to say maybe they run a petting zoo.
Ooh, the rival petting zoo owners.
Oh my god, the rival petting zoo owners. Yes. I like that.
Okay.
All right, well, whenever you guys are ready, okay. Fucking 3, 2, 1 improv.
What's up, Saul?
Not much. What's up with you? How's your stupid little setting zoo?
My setting zoo is great. But I notice there's Seuss all over yours.
There's what?
You heard me. Seuss.
I heard you. I don't think I understand what you meant.
Yeah, it'd be like you to ignore the Seuss that your animals drops.
The Seuss. It took me a minute to get that. Your setting zoo is, I still think, more ugly than mine, even with the Seuss, because the Seuss gives mine like a natural ambiance.
Mine is pretty nice. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I really think yours is stoosid.
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Okay.
I'm not afraid to be setty.
So you come us to me, and Seuss all over my setting zoo?
Yeah, and I would do it again, in a heartbeat.
You took it too far. I thought this was a fun rivalry.
There is nothing fun about this. This is a competition.
My grandsaw helped me make this place.
Look, the setting zoo world is cruel and heartless. And if you can't handle that, then this is not the right place for you.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, because I'm always right. And you're always wrong. Because my setting zoo is superior.
Maybe I'll just go.
Yeah, that's right. Get out of here. Go run away and cry to your grandsaw.
Please, take my animals.
With pleasure.
Yay! Great scene.
That had a whole beginning, middle, and end.
Oh my god.
For once.
Very impressive. Very impressive. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seem to be some real animosity there. Perhaps you guys have a history in setting zoos?
Damn, it seems like it.
Yeah.
Harry, you really came for me there. Damn.
Wow. Well, with all that tension now in the air, let's move on to our next game. It's going to be a Quasi Quest with me and Gerard as shopkeeps and Savannah as our runner. If you're not sure about the game, the runner has to find something for their dying friend to save their life, and the two shopkeeps are just giving them a hard time. So anyway, we've got Gabby, our dying friend.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So whenever we are ready, we can get into it.
I think we need a variable of what?
Oh yeah, what does Gabby need to save their life?
A miniature petting zoo.
A single California roll.
A signed picture of Steve Buscemi signed by Willem Dafoe. It just looks so similar in my head.
That's good.
Actually, you know, I think you might be onto something.
Now that I'm thinking about it, yeah. They do.
They got a similar weird vibe going on.
Yeah. They both just have odd faces.
Yeah, either one of them could be, like, mistaken for the other in a criminal lineup.
Okay, so I'm not the only one who says this.
But Steve Buscemi's eyes, though.
Yeah, they're just... It's his eyes that really set him apart.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Ever since I saw Lighthouse, Willem Dafoe's eyes just seem very much pronounced.
But, like, they're pronounced in a different way. Yeah, Steve Buscemi eyes give me nightmares. A little bit. Sorry, Steve, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I'm not. Steve,
you're out there. I don't know if he's problematic or not, honestly. I think he's not, but who knows?
The amount of, like, celebrities I've seen, like, photoshopped his eyes.
Podcast.
Oh, boy, a little improv podcast. Give me a little listen here. Ah, come on!
A college improv podcast. Just what I was looking for.
I hope they don't make fun of my weird eyes.
That's definitely how Steve Buscemi spends his time.
Yeah.
Okay, for half a second, like, I confused Christopher Walken and Steve Buscemi, and I was like, wait, wasn't Steve Buscemi involved in the murder of Natalie Wood? Anyway.
Damn.
Crazy that Christopher Walken was involved in the drowning of Natalie Wood.
Okay, yeah. I'm a Pet Rock. Would a Pet Rock be more tame?
I think a Pet Rock would work. All right, Gabby needs a Pet Rock, or else fucking capiche.
Damn.
Or else understand, your Italian class ain't working for you.
Yeah. Oh, God. Anyway, 3, 2, 1, improv!
Oh, man, Savannah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not feeling too good.
Gabby, are you okay?
Oh, dude, I think I might die.
Die?
For real this time. I say that all the time, but this time's for real.
I know you've lied about it in the past, but this time, are you sure?
Yeah, I know, definitely lied about it a lot of times, like so many, but yeah, I'm really dying right now.
You ruined my 6th birthday party that way, but
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, not really, though, it's kind of fun.
Oh, what? What can I do? Like, is there anything I can do for you?
I need a pet rock.
A pet rock?
Yeah, you know, like the ones with the little googly eyes and shit? Yeah, I need one.
Okay. Oh, just stay right there. I will be right back and I will get you the pet rock. Oh my gosh, Sarah. Oh, a little vendor. Okay. Hi, excuse me.
Oh, howdy there. Name's Rodney the Rock Wrangler. What can I do for you?
Oh, perfect. Hi. I need to get a pet rock for my friend.
That's with 3 R's, by the way.
What?
Rodney the Rock Wrangler. That 3 R's. Triple R if you want to say it for short.
Triple R. Got it. Look, do you have any pet rocks? My friend is dying. I just need it right now.
Look at this one. Look at this one. Do you got any pet rocks? Would I be Randy the Rock Wrangler Triple R Man if I didn't have pet rocks in my stall here? Of course I got pet rocks.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. Great. I can pay you right now. I just... I don't seem to have any cash on me.
You didn't smell like someone who has money.
Oh, that's not kind. Can I exchange you for something, maybe?
Well, yeah, actually, my rocks need food.
Your rocks? Okay, you know what, never mind. Of course! What do your pet rocks eat?
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkey?
I didn't stutter, did I?
No, not at all.
I've been going to speech therapy about this. I'm hoping I'm not.
Oh, no, fine. Look, I'll get you the sea monkeys, okay? I will be all back, right. And I will get a pet rock from you. Okay, oh, how about I try this place? Hi there.
Hey. We're gonna get
Hi.
For you.
I'm looking for sea monkeys. Would you happen to sell them here?
Sea monkeys?
Yeah.
Dude, we got land monkeys, but I think I could find some in the back.
Yeah, that would be perfect. I'm kind of in a time crunch, so yes, yes, yes.
Alright, let me check. So, bro, the sea monkeys, they're in the back, but, like, they're stuck up really high. You think you could find, like, a ladder or something so I could reach them?
A ladder? Oh, I might have just seen one outside. Okay. Yeah, I'll get you a ladder, and then you get me the sea monkeys, right?
Yeah, that could work.
Perfect! Alright, I will be right back.
Oh,
traveler. You have attempted to step foot into the ladder kingdom.
Look, you're just an old man with a ladder. I just figured I could ask you for it.
And you have stubby legs.
I don't have stubby legs.
Sounds like someone with stubby legs would have to say.
Maybe? Look, look, my friend is dying. It's a crazy story. I just need to borrow your ladder really quick.
I need this at all times. You never know when something up high will be out of my reach.
That's true, but not at all in this circumstance. Look, it'll be really fast. I'm just going to take the ladder, go over to that store, and I'll bring it right back. How's that sound?
I feel like a law is compelling me to say yes, but another law is compelling me to drag this out further. Oh, you seem frustrated. Gosh. It's kind of funny.
Oh, look, is there anything? My friend is dying, okay? What can I do to get the ladder from you?
I need a crown.
A crown?
So I can be a king fit for Ladderland.
Good lord. Crown.
Yes, ordained by God, if you would.
I will not, but okay. Look, I'm gonna go find you a crown, okay, man? I'll be right back, and I'm gonna take that ladder, okay?
Excellent.
Hi there. Do you have any crowns here?
Hello, welcome to Tiffany's. Yes, we have the finest jewelry and head adornments in all of the town.
Okay, well, look, these all are beautiful crowns, but this seems like a really expensive place, and I cannot lie to you. I don't have any money.
Impoverished, I see.
Yeah. Look, is there any... is there anything I can do? Because I really need one of your fancy crowns.
Completely off record, there is something maybe that you could do.
Oh, yeah, tell me.
You see, I'm actually selling this thing. It's like, you know, health tea. It's called Turbo Life. Maybe if you signed up and maybe like got somebody else to sign up too, I could, you know, sneak you a crown. But like, you'd have to also sell the tea like later.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme. Are you aware of that?
I'm sorry, most businesses are actually structured in the shape of a triangle, so that doesn't work.
I think you should... You know what? Okay, here, let me just... Here's my sign-up sheet, and I'll be right back. I'm just gonna grab someone from the street, and then you'll give me the crown?
If they sign up and pay the fee, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Alright, great. I'll be right back.
Alright, see ya.
Hey, you! Hi there! This is gonna sound really crazy. My friend is gonna die, and I need you to sign up for this Turbo Tea Life brand.
Let me get you closer so I can hear you better.
Hi! I really need you to sign up for this pyramid scheme. I mean, tea company.
Oh, the pyramids. I remember when we built those. It was 4000 BC.
Oh man, I am in a huge rush.
I love juniper berries.
What? That's great. Look, if you would just quick open your wallet and just sign up for this. I have the paper right here. If you just sign up for this company, like, we can be on our way.
I wish I could give you the money you need, but I haven't gotten my pension for building the pyramids. The pharaoh, he still has my dinars.
Dinars?
Yes.
What?
I managed to confuse at least 3 time periods so far, but if you could abscond my money for me, it would be your debt.
It would be so much easier just to ask another person, but why
must
now?
Hurry, I'm withering into dust as we speak.
Oh, okay. Alright, I will find someone to get you your dinars.
Yes.
Right, okay. I'm just gonna step into this Macy's real quick. I'll be right there. Hi there! You wouldn't happen to have a large sum of dinards, would you?
Dinards? Is that like a new brand of socks or something?
It has something to do with, like, the pyramids. Does that ring any bells?
Oh, the pyramids? I've heard of those.
It's been such a long day, and I just really need a random sum of dinards.
You know what? You seem like you're having a really hard day. Have you tried Turbolife?
What?
Yeah, you just seem like you could use a relaxing cup of tea.
Oh my. Look, I just. Please, I just need dinards. I don't. Hey, wait! Would you be interested in signing up for the whatever tea thing?
Sorry, I actually already work for the girl in the Tiffany's.
That's so unfortunate. No wonder you both are so similar. Look, is there anything you can do about this problem, or should I just pop into another store?
Look, who needs the dinars?
Me! I do! For some old guy out there!
What are you gonna use a bunch of dinars for?
I don't know.
Because the old guy down the street keeps asking me for dinars, and he usually shuts up after I give him a random slip of paper with a big D on it. Would you like that?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay. Get out my fucking magic marker. Here you go. Now get out of my Jesus. Store.
Of course. You'll never see me again. Hey, old guy.
Me? Who?
I brought your dinards.
I remember these now. It takes me back.
That's awesome! No, you need to sign up for this Turbo Tea Life thingy!
Of course! Let me start signing, okay? Julius...
A little faster.
Marcosini... Albatross...
You know,
the 340,000... 693rd.
Oh yeah, you really got a great
Anthony.
You have a fantastic signature, sir. Now,
thank you.
I'm gonna run. Have a great rest of your day.
Where am I?
Hi there, Tiffany's worker. Here is two subscriptions. One for myself, and one from some random creep outside.
Awesome! Is it the Dinars guy?
Yeah, it was. Do you know him?
I do know him.
Oh, that's crazy. I need a crown right now, though!
Oh, right now?
Yes!
Alright. Here's one. Here you go.
Okay, great. Thank you. Have a great day. Ladder King guy!
Yes!
May I present to you a crown?
A crown fit for a ladder king?
Yeah, sure, something like that.
I'm fit to rule now.
Yes, you are. And as a benevolent ruler, I request you hand me that ladder.
Of course, peasant! Assist this lost wayward fool.
You didn't have to throw the ladder at me.
I'm very strong and a king.
Yeah, obviously. Okay.
The tax...
Hey, the monkey store! I got you a ladder!
Oh yeah, for the sea monkeys. Yeah, let me take that in the back.
Great.
Alright, let's step up the ladder. Ooh, it's getting kinda high up here.
Sure is!
Wow. Sea crazy. Monkey. You look like an ant all the way down there.
Just grab the sea
like
monkeys.
A little sea monkey.
Yeah, little sea monkey.
Yeah, we grab the sea monkey. Whoop, don't want to slip.
My gosh.
Alright, put him on the counter. Alright, you have a nice day.
Thanks! Triple R Rock Wrangler!
You remembered! I told you the lingo would work!
Oh, you will not believe what I've been through! Probably here are your sea monkeys!
I don't even believe in pyramids.
It's funny you bring that up. We'll talk about that later, though. I need a pet of rock right now.
Alright, hold on, let me feed him to settle him down.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, little buddies, it's feeding time. Go on, eat up, get yourselves out there just covered in sea monkeys now.
Well, yeah. my
anyway,
god.
What kind of pet rock are you looking for?
Literally any. Oh,
that one?
Just one with the googly eyes. You know, all the fixins kind of pet
oh,
rock.
Oh, googly eyes. Googly
yeah, yeah.
Eyes. Okay, yeah. Well, I got this one here. His name is Billabong.
Billabong? Doesn't matter.
Mr. Billabong needs special treatment. You know, he's very delicate rock. Don't
sure.
leave him out in the rain. He's prone to sediment.
Great! I will keep that in mind. Thank you so much for your help.
Either.
He's not housebroken. Okay, God. Alright, thank you so much for your help. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep.
Gabby! Oh my gosh, are you okay?
Oh man, Savannah, do you have the rock?
Yeah, I have it right here. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
here's the rock.
Oh,
his name's Billabong.
It'll perfectly plug up the stab wound you gave me. So now
yeah.
I'm not dying.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, good. Yes. Hey, sorry about that stab wound, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's cool. We can go to Chick-fil-A. We don't have to go to Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh, great. Okay, I'll drive.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you know? It's Sunday.
Oh.
I stabbed you for nothing.
Yeah.
And scene. Impressive.
Love it. I really want to know what my sweet mate was thinking when she walked in halfway through and I begged someone for sea monkeys. she just lets me have do my thing. It's okay.
Yeah, nothing to be done about that.
She's like, oh, Savannah's busy.
Alright, well that was a pretty good crazy quest. Moving on to our closing game. We're gonna play Meanwhile. So we're gonna set up a scene, starting with two people, and then somebody else can call Meanwhile and keep the story going from somewhere else. It's very exciting. I believe at one point we were in a cornfield and ended up inside a snow globe.
Inside of a snow globe.
Inside of a snow
yeah,
globe.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Pretty good. So, what should our setting be?
Carnival.
The Oval Office.
The Opal Office. It's a crystal store.
A nondescript office.
I like a nondescript office, but I think we've already done that.
Oh, yeah, we have.
We did.
Yeah. You know, let's do the Opal Office. It's a crystal store.
Nice.
Alright, get it going.
Do you know if they have any, Tiger's Eye here? I think that's, the rock that's supposed to help with, making your brain feel better. I don't really know.
Yeah, we've got all sorts of crystals that can help fix your brain. So right over here, we got our Tiger's Eye, which as you can see, it's very pretty. It looks like the eye of a tiger. Fun fact, that's where the name Tiger's Eye came from because
You're
it looks
shitting
like...
me.
No, I'm not even kidding. They call it Tiger's Eye because it looks
crazy.
Like the eye of a tiger.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You kids.
It's crazy. It's real crazy. Over here, we have some the amethyst. If you're feeling sad and you don't want to feel sad anymore, we got some regular quartz over here. If you're feeling happy and you don't want to feel happy anymore.
Okay.
Basically,
Indeed.
Any of these.
Meanwhile, Rebecca in the amethyst and quartz processing room. Fuck, man. I'm not happy or sad in here. I don't feel anything.
Yeah, it's like all of my emotions got washed away. Like, I'm just a sad little rock in a fucking river of life.
Yeah, man. But, like I think these things are drinking our emotions right now.
You think they're stealing it?
I don't know what they're doing with it, dude, but it ain't good.
Yeah, they definitely, ain't good for us. Should we get out of here?
Dude, I don't... Ted told me a joke earlier. I didn't feel a damn thing, and it was the funniest joke I ever heard.
What was it?
Oh, wouldn't you believe it? It was something about, like, this guy and a pyramid scheme.
Meanwhile, in the quartz processing room with Ted. With Savannah. Ted. Sorry.
I'm Ted!
Stop. Brain pause there.
Okay.
Man. You know, they just transferred you from the amethyst room, right?
Yeah, they did.
You're gonna start feeling real sad in here, okay?
Are you okay? Like, this usually doesn't happen. Does this normally happen in this room?
Oh, this is normal in this room. Oh. It's normal. I'm fine, really. Just feel sad a lot.
Is that why the ground is wet? Is that your tears?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm trying to turn them into, like, ice cubes, just for fun.
Ice cubes?
Yeah, I thought the fun shapes would make me happier, but then I remembered they were my tears. It made me cry some more.
It kind of reminds me of polar ice caps and how they're melting at such a quick rate. Oh my gosh, this room!
Yeah, you're starting to feel it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am!
Meanwhile, in the boss's office with Perry... Now, what nobody here knows is that this business is actually meant for smuggling Moldavite.
What's Moldavite?
Moldavite is this rock that'll fuck up your life.
Isn't that what all the rocks in the store do?
No, this one'll kill your parents.
Okay. Yeah, that's a little different than the quartz. Why are you telling me this, though?
Because like, I think you're old enough to be a part of the family business.
Really?
Yeah. Now you know about the Moldavite smuggling. Now if we go down, you go down with us.
Oh, that's kind of scary, Dad. I mean, like, I'm only 9. Are you sure I'm old enough for this?
When I was 9, I was smuggling Moldavite into the country in my socks.
Meanwhile. In the third floor elevator that's totally stuck by myself. Oh, shit. Oh, this is not the time for this! Oh, I need to tell the boss the Moldavite shipment and it came back! Someone sent it back!
Oh, meanwhile, geez. In the storefront with Perry... Okay, Anna, what does this rock Moldavite do? Because my daughter just bought some... And she said it's pretty nifty.
Oh, your daughter just bought some.
Yeah.
Well, I would advise you to lock your doors at night.
Is it hot in here? I'm sweating a lot.
Oh no.
Kind of feels like I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
it's not hot.
30 minutes later, in the same storefront with the same people, we did all we could. The man is dead.
What a completely surprising tragedy that no one could have possibly anticipated. I have never seen a person die in this store before, and I am completely heartbroken. Completely.
Are you reading off a note card?
What are you talking about? I definitely don't have a note card in front of me.
You're still-
Stop looking at me. In my moment of grief.
Okay, we're just gonna take the body in the ambulance, but, did you see anything weird happen, though, beforehand? Or is it just a regular heart attack?
Nothing weird at all. Definitely everything just totally normal, like the most normal heart attack to ever be normal, to ever exist. Super normal, totally normal, nothing weird about that. Just, you walked in, dropped dead, you know, like how do people do, normally, because that's normal.
Alright, well, I'm hearing what you're saying, but just for safety, we're gonna get the police down here just to check everything out.
I don't think you need to do that.
Meanwhile, with Rebecca and Gabby at the police station, if one more fucking call comes in from Moldavite, I'm gonna lose it.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
Why
does TikTok, man?
Keep getting that goddamn rock. It keeps killing their parents.
It happens every time, and they're just like, "Oh, I wonder what would happen to me. Surely it won't kill my parents."
Let me get a little Moldavite earring. It's so cute, and my life is gonna get so crazy. Yeah, you're an orphan now.
The orphan population is skyrocketed in this city. You know, my son's an orphan.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Shame.
Oh, wait. You guys don't know? I'm a ghost detective. This is a wacky partners, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, we did that season.
Yeah, I haven't managed to come back from the whole, you know, being shot 12 times bit, so I think this is a permanent deal.
Oh, that's fun. It changes the whole genre of the show, doesn't it?
It really does.
So,
does the phone's ringing.
Oh, the phone's ringing. Hello? Yeah? Oh, the crystal shop downtown? Oh, really?
No.
All right.
Not again.
Yeah, we'll be there as soon as we damn well please.
Looks like this could get rocky.
I'm gonna kill you the same way I killed him.
What?
Whoa! Plot twist!
Meanwhile, in the boss's office in the crystal store.
Oh my god.
With, Perry. So, I noticed that somebody else died in the bottom of the shop after they could get some Moldavite. Now, don't go getting any great ideas on what you should do, because I quite enjoy being alive.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. I know to never buy Moldavite. But, I think I can hear sirens, and doesn't that mean the police are on the way? And don't you always say the police are bad and never trust them?
Yeah, never trust a cop. No, before they get here, we can probably just burn down the shop for insurance money.
Oh, okay. I got a lighter right here in my back pocket.
Oh, I'm so
you
proud
need gasoline?
Of you. Actually, didn't you know crystals are incredibly flammable?
Oh, really? Yeah. Cool. I'll just throw this into the front of the shop then.
All right, thank you.
Meanwhile, outside of the building while it's on fire with Savannah. Hey, so your buddy, did he ever get out of the elevator?
Last I checked, he was still in there.
Meanwhile, in the elevator, is it getting hot in here? You better not decide to burn down the store. Oh, no!
Meanwhile, seven stories down in the elevator. That's him just... It fell.
Meanwhile, at the funeral, he was a great employee, and we're gonna miss him so much. Would anybody else like to say some kind words?
Ghost cop here. I just wish we had solved the case in time. If only we had brought our wacky elf companion who says quips all the time. But sadly, we lost him in season 3 to a meat grinder.
Ain't it just the way?
Ain't it just... And scene. What the fuck? It's good. Good job.
In so many directions.
I love the amount of just long pauses of us trying to process.
I forgot he was still in the elevator.
Oh, we left him in the elevator.
Just left him in the elevator.
Hey, someone you always dies immediately.
Has consequences on the end game. You guys goose stepped right into the burning down the building arc without solving the elevator side quest. You fucking
nuts.
Idiots!
I can't believe you've done this.
My prod is at the cleaner. Yeah. Anyway. Great podcast today, you guys. I hope we all do great on finals. I am. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I am. Yes.
Yeah, I am.
If our brain's functioning as highly as it is right now during our finals, then we'll all be in the same grade next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fucking. Alright, bye!
Woo! Okay, bye!
Next show!
Bye!
We did it!